This is ArtCore, your gateway to the fine arts in Christchurch.
So this is Ed, and for ArtCore this week, I'm talking to Daniel Palmer, who's in town partly for Scape, but also because he's giving a talk at the Public Art Gallery about digital media and culture and things like that. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly. I was delighted to be invited to give a talk around Daniel Crooks' exhibition here, and I was asked to speak kind of broadly about art involving digital media. So I called it Art in the Age of Digital Culture, which of course is a very, very broad topic, and it's been quite a challenge to sort of work out what I think are the most important points.
And what sort of art exists in the age of digital culture? Everything?
Well, exactly. That's the paradox about the title. All art today exists in the age of digital culture, because essentially our culture today is a digital one. And so this is why I don't like the term digital art, for example. It seems entirely redundant today. What it suggests is art that is particularly about or somehow commenting or reflecting on digital culture. But arguably, you don't even have to use digital media to do that. And so in my talk, I'm actually interested to think about not just, work that is clearly utilising pixels and software and algorithms and so forth, but also work that maybe like sculpture, that in some ways is a product of, it couldn't have been created at any other time, except today when digital culture is all around. And there's a few other points I should say, which is I don't know a lot about the situation in New Zealand, but I suggest that it has parallels to Australia, I imagine. Obviously Australia is what I know best. In the 90s, this idea of new media art was very, very big and common and sort of hyped a lot, particularly in the late 90s after the internet, a lot of hype. And in more recent years, what we've seen is a kind of splintering of that energy for a whole lot of reasons, partly to do with institutions and funding and so forth. But and the art world, the contemporary art world, the what is sometimes called the mainstream art world, has absorbed certain aspects of of new media art or media art. And I guess I'm interested to know what aspects have been absorbed. I mean, obviously, video art was once a new media in the 70s, and is now, all over, certainly biennales and galleries. So I'm kind of interested in thinking about it a bit historically, too.
When the Daniel Crooks exhibition opened here, it was probably for most people just coming in, the first thing they'd heard of him, and it was a pretty spectacular way to be introduced to him. What is the perception of Daniel Crooks in Australia and in Melbourne and things like that? Is he well regarded, and is he?
Well, you asked that at a very interesting moment, because a couple of weeks ago he won an extremely prestigious and valuable award called the Basil Sellers Art Award, which is a new exhibition. On the topic of art and sport, and he won with a work, an extraordinary work of a man jogging on a machine using his characteristic time slice technique, and so as a result of winning this award, I think it was $100,000. He's become extremely well known. Prior to that, he was certainly known, very, very well known within the contemporary art world, but. Not a household name, still considered a sort of, like an experimental artist, I suppose. But it's certainly shown in some major exhibitions.
Would you have an exhibition like the one we've got here, which might go around the main centres?
This is the biggest work of Daniel Crooks that I've seen, and I believe, unless I'm mistaken, it's probably the biggest and best selection and display of his work, which is, so it's a privilege, both for Daniel, who I'm sure is very excited by it, but also for me to see it. It's beautifully installed here. Mm. It really looks fantastic. I mean, his early... one of the train, I think it's called Time Slice Number One or something like that, has I just read, never been seen in its entirety as it is here, and it's just stunning in that way. It was shown, parts of it were shown at the Australian Centre for the Moving Image, our big institution for, you know, the moving image and media art in Melbourne a few years ago. But I've never seen more than one of his works put together. I know in Brisbane at the Institute of Modern Art in Brisbane, they had a Daniel Crooks show, but I don't know how many works were included.
So I wonder whether, you know, he was born in Hastings and he spent a long time in Melbourne, but whether it's New Zealand trying to, you know, claim him back again just before he, you know, gets a bit big, you know, like and the sort of the reverse Crowded House move, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think you probably, unless I'm mistaken, have Justin Payton to thank for curating the show. I don't know if it was his idea. I assume it was. Yes, it is a kind of repatriation of an artist who is on the cusp of greatness, I suppose. He's certainly well regarded. He's represented in Melbourne and Sydney by the very prestigious Anna Schwartz Gallery. To bring him back to New Zealand in this way is, I think, just a fantastic thing. And certainly the catalogue is beautiful, and it really gives Daniel a great boost in his career.
And with the idea of digital media and new media and things like that, do you see things such as, like video games and things like that? Are they bordering on art? I mean, is anyone taking them and is that a new kind of the new media or?
Yeah, that's a interesting question. For better or worse, absolutely, digital video games are treated as art by some people, and then at the same time you have a number of artists who are, if you like, intervening or critiquing game culture by producing various kind of mods or skins, you know, that often work with commercially available sort of shells, game engines and this kind of thing. And I say for better or worse, just because to me, computer games per se, I mean, if we call them art, then we can, you know, I mean, obviously there's an artistry to creating them. There are teams of creative people involved, and sometimes they're an important part of contemporary visual culture. But, you know, they're usually not shown in art galleries for the simple reason that they're you know, commercial culture that is often, you know, very superficial, you know, the whole, you know, there's very little depth to most games. But that's not to say that the game logic... I mean, there have been exhibitions. There was one in the Barbican called Game On, which recently toured to Melbourne. But it was really, to me, more like a kind of display of the culture of games rather than saying games are art. But the logic of games, the whole, you know, repetitive, not just the sort of the shoot 'em up things, but you know, the first person sort of thing, I think certainly has been explored and could be explored further by artists in interesting ways. The question for me is it interesting? You know, and for me, most computer games are not. You know, I'm an ex-gamer. I was a gamer when I was a teenager. Now I mostly don't play because I don't have time. But yeah, I'm not particularly personally very interested.
Well, we have to wait and see whether someone can take on the idea of the game as art and really turn that around and impress you.
I should say one other thing, which is Second Life.
Yeah.
Second Life, I don't know if you're familiar with it and your listeners are familiar with Second Life, you know, big online multiverse, you know, alternative virtual world with avatars and so forth. which there's been a lot of hype about over the last couple of years, and there are certainly artists working within Second Life. Mm. And in fact, the Australia Council, our, you know, like New Zealand Creative Council, whatever it's called here, funded a residency for yeah. artists in Second Life. So, you know, that's another interesting development.
Excellent. Hey, thanks for talking to me, Daniel. And
pleasure.
The talk goes well today.
Thank you.
Tune into ArtCore every Tuesday and Saturday morning on RDU 98.5 FM to find out what's happening in the Christchurch art scene.